Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Coach Cassandra, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can, woman of God. It's so good to hear your voice. This is the day the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing in another day that I have been given to come out and hit the world, hit the world with God's goodness, His grace, and His mercy that endures forever. Welcome all of our guests to All About Entrepreneurs. We are so happy to have you with us. Yes.
Well,
yes,
let me find yes. out. Yes, we have our awesome special guest with us today. And let me see if she is. Deirdre, if you're on the line, just hit your number one key so that I can go ahead on and open up your phone line. Okay,
she told me she'll be on about 6:25, 7:25 your time.
Okay, well, you know what? I believe she is on. She did hit her number one key, so why don't you just, if you like, Deirdre, you could put your phone on mute, do what you have to do. But, you know, the situation that I'm dealing with this morning is something that I've never done before. And I'm actually driving down Irvin Turner Boulevard in Newark, New Jersey. So this is incredible. I've never done this live, able to work the switchboard. Don't tell me that technology isn't doing a new thing. I never thought I would host a radio show driving down the street. So I want to make sure, because I'm working from a smartphone, not an iPad, not some fancy equipment. I'm working from a simple Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy. So that just tells you.
Awesome.
Yeah, but when people say what they can't do and what they don't have, it's because they're not using what's literally in their hands. But what I am going to do
Absolutely.
Is I'm going to let Cassandra, I just wanted to get her phone line open just in case I do lose you. Because, you know, some areas, they cut you off. But, Cassandra, I'm going to let you kind of conduct this while I just kind of sit here and listen.
Sure. Well, you know what? This is awfully, awfully exciting. There's so much going on. And I know you've got some engagements going on. But I tell you, Coach, this is why we power up. And you make it do what it do. That's something that Ray Charles said in the movie that they did on him, that when things were going on and they were popping and moving and, you know, Ray, what we're going to do about this? Ray, what we're going to do about that? He said, we're going to make it do what it do, baby. And
all
so
right
that's
now.
What we're going to do today. We're going to make it do what it do. Because you know what? When we have opportunities, you see, some people might look at it as an opposition, but see, your opposition is an opportunity for you to do something you've never done before. So when you look at it like that, when you turn it, when you flip the script and you take what seems like could be a dilemma into an opportunity,
well,
wow.
Wow, you get to exercise muscles in new areas. You get to release your potential. And that's what Coach Lisa is always talking about. She's talking about releasing your power, going to the next arena, going up and doing and becoming all that you were meant to be. And I tell you, I really do believe that the God of the universe allows those things to happen so we can find out what's in us. Sometimes if you're not put in certain positions, you don't know. You don't have a chance to exercise a muscle in an unknown, unforeseen area. So this is a great opportunity, and I welcome it because I tell you what, I am fired up. I am so happy for this opportunity to do something I've never done before. And it's exciting because, you know, it's all about fulfilling purpose. It's all about overcoming obstacles, breaking through barriers. It's about doing it. You can do it.
Do it.
I like that.
Make it do what it do. You know, I was thinking as you were saying that, Coach Cassandra, that make your opposition an opportunity. And that's why our struggles give us the creative ability to do those kinds of things, you see. And what we go through becomes then our breakthrough. Because when you keep going, you know, that's what somebody says, you're going through. Here's the thing. Don't stop. Keep going. Go on through.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
I tell you, it's a desperate situation, you know, but here's the thing. They say when the goings get tough, the tough get going. And you know,
come on now.
When you set a goal for yourself, you say that in 5 years or 2 years or 1 year, and you want to do something, and then you begin to work toward that goal, and next thing you know, and then every day, like you were saying the other day, once you got a goal and you know your purpose, every day becomes a day you're excited to get up because you know you're that much, you're a day closer to your goal.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, and every day, yes, you're absolutely right, Coach Lalisa. You know what? If you would put action to your faith, action to your dream, I tell you, every day can be a success day, not just one day here, one day there. I get up every day feeling like every day is a success day. I make it that. I own that. And that's what finding out your power source, the power, the ability to perform, the ability to do something, your ability to learn more about what it is that you feel that you are destined for. It could just be picking up a phone. I think I mentioned to you yesterday, Coach Lalisa, it is a lot of work when you're striving to do what you need to do. But you know what? I felt very successful because I talked to some people I never talked before, talked to some presidents of some companies that are out there doing some awesome things, and to think that they would take the time to talk to me, little old me. But I had to believe that I had something to say, that I needed to get some information that was important. And you know what? They were just as glad to talk to me as I was to them. And I tell you, that was such a feeling of success. And you know what? We've got some awesome things coming up for you. I wanted to mention that, Coach Lalisa. Next week, oh, my God, next week, Tuesday, 9 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, we are doing Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. We're having a teleshow, so you're going to need this. You're going to need to have your computer turned on to Facebook. I'm telling you, we are really tuning into this technology. Have your telephone, and I'm telling you, we have got a power session that we're doing with you folks. We've got some power guest, and we're not releasing that just yet, but it is on the way. So you be ready. You be ready. Because I'm telling you, we want to power you up because we're powered up. We're ready to go. Yes.
Power.
Yes, we
up.
Are ready.
Yes, yes. Be ye in power. How do you say be ye in power? Talk about be ye ever ready. Be ye ever in power.
I know that's right. Oh, my gosh.
Ain't that something?
Well, I tell you,
ain't that
the folks
something?
The meeting you'll be having today, I tell you, those folks are going to get a whole lot because you're already ready to go. Power
Let
coach.
Me tell you. I'm going to deal with these young people. I'm going to be at a high school girl, and these are some young people. Listen, they are going to be in for it. You got that right, because I am fired up, jacked sideways. I'm ready to take it to the head, as they say. You know what? We just love to take massive action. But you know what I've had to learn, I'm going to just call you Dr. Cassandra. You know what I had to learn, Dr. Coach Cassandra? I had to learn that you got to be patient with yourself.
Yes.
You know, you got to be a little patient because sometimes we want things and we think we're ready, you know. Yeah.
That's true.
And sometimes when we get impatient, because we know the Word of God says, one of my favorite scriptures, be anxious for nothing.
All right.
And sometimes we forget to do that, and we get anxious, and that's what throws us off. That's what messes us up. So I'm going to let you talk,
awesome.
And I'm going to go on mute because I'm moving about, and I'm going to let you go ahead for a few. And I'm going to put myself on mute because it's noisy to me. So go ahead, Dr. Cassandra.
Okay. Well, thank you, Coach Lalisa. It's always a pleasure to hear you. And, you know, we've got an exciting guest coming on in a little bit. But right before that happens, I want to tell you, check out hashtag Power Your Possibilities on Facebook. Leave your comments. Leave your questions. And, of course, you can always ask a question, you know, when you're ready to ask one. We are already always looking to hear from you. And I think some of you heard the broadcast yesterday when we had Lori on. And, you know, we can be real people. I love that we can just be who we are. And Lori was facing some dilemmas in the workplace, and she was feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, and I kept in contact with Lori during the day, just wanted to check in on her to let her know that she's being supported, and, you know, Coach Lalisa is assisting her, coaching her and guiding her, and she said, you know what, I am taking control of my day, and she said, and one of the ways I'm doing that is that I'm looking for some other options. I'm looking for some other options because when you're not happy with something, you know, sometimes we may go through a season of being in a place we don't want to be in, but it's also an opportunity to look at your other options. There's always a way out. There's always something else we can do. And sometimes life, you know, gives us lemons, but, you know, sweeten that lemon up with some lemonade. I absolutely love a lemonade, but I'm telling you, just to eat a lemon that doesn't have any sugar on it, I mean, that can be a bit hard to take. But when you decide to sweeten something up, when you decide to take a breath, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. I know it sounds so simple, but sometimes we all forget to do that, you know, because we're so anxious, we're caught up, I got to do this, I got to do that. You know what? In the big scheme of things, the only thing you really need to do is breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. And it's all in your perspective, you know. Don't be limited, you know, by people who try to seemingly throw up obstacles for you, because there's always another way. And I used to say quite a bit at one time in my life, you know, just because you said no doesn't mean no, because as far as I'm concerned, God is the one who orchestrates everything. Your no really could have been from God to me, not just yet, but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I've had people tell me no so many times. No, no, you can't do that. No, we don't do that. And a week later, a day later, a month later, that same person that tried to be an obstacle, it's like, oh, sure, yeah, come on, come on, you can do that. So when people tell you no, don't get flabbergasted. Don't get just, you know, beyond what's in. Take a deep breath, smile, and say, God, what do you say about this? God, what do you say? And so you can get a totally different perspective, you know, because sometimes it's a test. It's a test for testimony. It's all in how you look at it. So if you decide, I'm not going to be ruffled, I'm not going to let this be the end of me, but a new beginning, you know, it's all in your perspective. You know, you have a dream in your mind. It is possible. It is possible. You know, we're all going to have difficult days. You'll have times when you fall so far back, you wonder, how on earth could I ever gain ground again? You know, you wonder about that. You're going to have victorious days, days that shine brightly, and you feel like you can fly. I'm sure we've all had those days, right? They are days where you feel like you're on top of your game. You feel like you're on top of the world. And then there are days so dark that you can't even see your hand. You know, you're crying so profusely, and it just seems like, oh, God, it's so hard. So hard. I need help. I need a friend. But you know what? You may want to complain. You know, you may say you're going to give up. You feel like you're losing sleep. You feel like you're being persecuted, falsely accused. But you know what? It just means that those are areas in your life that you have to work on, that maybe you've never worked on before. So you just invest more time into the dream. You know, you just do what it takes to do to go to the next level. And my friend, through all of this, you're going to find a portion of life that you are going to become relentless. Something in you will rise up and say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Absolutely dig my heels in the sand. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen because I believe in miracles. I believe that God put me on earth to do something that is important. And entrepreneurs, dreamers, maybe you haven't pursued the dream, but you can do it. Get up today and decide. It is a decision you make. Decide, I am going to do what it takes to be successful. Even if it's just picking up a phone call, you may not know what's on the other end of that line, but it takes faith to reach out toward what you're believing for. Huh? Yeah. And listen, if you need some help, some assistance, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. We have complimentary coaching sessions that we offer to our audience. You can connect with us on Facebook. You can connect with us via hashtag PowerYourPossibilities. Leave a comment. Leave us your, you know, full name and everything so we can get a hold of you. Help is here. Help is here. You just have to reach out and take hold of it. You have to decide, I'm going to do what it takes. I am going to absolutely get up and do what it takes. I want to give birth to my possibilities. You're already pregnant with expectation, pregnant with, you know, something that's down on the inside that needs to be released to the earth. It needs to be released, but will you release it? Will you have enough faith to release your potential, to discover the power that God himself put down on the inside of you that needs to be let go of, that needs to be given to the earth? You know, sometimes you're going to be tempted to hold back. You're going to grow weary. You might need to get some new friends, hang out with some new kinds of people that, you know, will believe in your dream, because unfortunately, there are dream killers. It's just a reality. Sometimes your family, sometimes your spouse, sometimes the people closest to you just don't get why you even need to do that. And they've done it to all the greats. But there's got to be something on the inside of you that says, I can do it. I can do it. I will do it. And it's going to happen. There's something down on the inside of you that has to hold on. Hold on and believe, I can, I will, I shall. If it is to be, it is up to me. It really is. People may be unreasonable, but don't give up. Don't give up.
That's right.
You need to become
That's right.
Obsessed with your dream and know that you are designed by God to change the world if you only endure. Yes. I'm hearing my guest on, isn't that right, woman of God? If you endure, don't give up. Don't quit. You are going to have what you are looking for. It may start off as a very small thing, but even faith as a grain of mustard seed, it is phenomenal. You just take that little tiny, it looks like almost a pinhole prick. It's so tiny, it's a mustard seed if you've ever looked at it. But I'm telling you, if you give birth to it, if you start trying to find out who is already doing what you want to do, maybe they don't do completely all of it, some of it, but find out who's doing that, and you can make it happen. Today,
oh, yeah.
I'm so pleased to introduce to some our guest, that's Deidre.
Praise no, God. That's Lalisa.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? You kind of sounded like Deidre. I thought Deidre had come on the line. Did you want to add some more, Coach?
Well, you know what? I tell you, I am so excited about just the way things are going and that you can just have, you know, that trust and belief. And I love the fact that you stated that Lori is considering, she said that, you know what, I'm looking for other opportunities because as we've learned that it's all possible and opportunities are everywhere. Thank you. Everywhere we go, there are new opportunities and all we have to do is open our eyes and see them and don't be afraid to go for them. You know, so I'm excited. I'm going for every opportunity, Coach Cassandra. I'm telling you, if I see a new one today, I don't want to go overdo it, but guess what? When you're on fire, when you love what you do, you're just, your whole soul is on fire. You know? And that enthusiasm, let me tell you something, enthusiasm is worth it.
Yes. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I tell you, I have gone into places and changed the atmosphere with my enthusiasm because I am lit up, you know, like a Christmas tree. And sometimes I feel like a kid in a candy store. I'm just so happy. And the people around me, they're like, what's going on with you? You're just so, you know, so happy. What's going on? I said, you know, I'm doing what I've been created to do, to inspire people. Coach Lalisa and I, we know what our purpose is. We are on target. So we're like that song that says, girl on fire. We are girls on fire, and we are lighting up the world wherever we go. And that is such an awesome privilege to be able to do that, to be able to release our possibilities, to know that we are in the place we are meant to be. Does that mean that we never experience disappointment? Of course not. We are human beings. If you cut us, we are going to bleed. But we believe that if that happens, we're going to heal, going to be okay, and it's going to be better. So, you know, you just have to get up every morning with affirmations, with declarations, you know, that I am wonderful. I am a person of value. I have something to offer the earth, offer the world. If you believe that, you know, you have got the right stuff, that you can become all that you were meant to be, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. And even when things are painful, there is purpose. Even in your pain, there are some lessons that you needed to learn. There is something that needed to occur, and that's why you're going through what you go through. You know, you remember, yea, though I walk through. You're walking through the valley of the shadow. Don't take big steps. Keep it moving, baby, even if it means walking slowly. Even if it means your friend has got to hold you up, you know, put their arms around you and say, come on, we're going to do this together. You know, sometimes we all need to be encouraged, and that's what this broadcast is about, encouraging dreamers, encouraging entrepreneurs. You might already, you know, have been an entrepreneur 10 years, 20 years, and maybe you've come to a spot where, you know, the sparkle is gone. But, you know, it can come back to life again. You can get a new perspective. You know, find out what other folks are doing. You know, become a part of a networking group or mentoring group that can, you know, offer you some new insights into what you're doing. And when that happens, you can be successful. Yes, you can be successful. And I always like to tell people, you know, everyone, you will rise again. You know, if you're having a bad day, you're going to rise again. It's a new day today. And put on glasses instead of seeing everything, you know, rose-tinted. Take off those rose-tinted glasses and decide to see the beauty in this day. You will rise.
Well, you know,
in.
Too.
You know,
yes. Dr. Cassandra, you know, something I learned a long time ago, I'm not quite sure who was teaching it, but it really resonated with me, and is that I learned to say that it's not so matter, you know, what happens to me is not as important as how I react to what has happened.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, what happens doesn't really matter. Yeah, what happens to me doesn't matter. It's how I react to what happens.
Okay,
that's
now.
That's the real power. So poverty can happen to me because I could be born in a poor household. So poverty can happen to me, but how do I react to poverty? Well, I go off, I get myself an education, and get myself out of poverty. Or, you know, a divorce can happen to me. But what's my reaction to that? Well, my reaction is to realize that that's not the end of my life. So our reactions have power. I just wanted to put that out there in the atmosphere.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That is so awesome. That is absolutely awesome. I tell you, I know someone out there needed to hear that because you're absolutely correct in saying that, absolutely correct. So I know, Coach Lalisa, you've got your appointment today, and I know you're going to have a great day. So will you be leaving those phone lines open, or do people need to Facebook me if they have questions? Or
they
just
will.
Leave something?
Yeah, I'm okay now. I'm back in the car, so my appointment's not until, you know, 8:30, so I'm back on. I got the phone, but, you know, I am driving, so you might hear a turn signal every now and again, but that's the whole, that's the virtual studio on the move,
but
I'll put it on mute.
Oh, okay, that sounds, okay, cool, that's great, well,
but I can,
anyway,
so I can't open up phone, but I can't open up phone lines. Deirdre's line is already open. All she needs to do is begin to speak. I did open her line, so it's when she's ready.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, yeah, I told her to let me know when she is ready. But,
hello.
Yeah. Hey, woman of God, how are you today?
Hi. I'm good.
Well,
how are you guys?
We are awesome. We are so glad you're on the phone lines. Our guest is Deirdre Gunter. Deirdre Gunter hails from Cleveland, Ohio. How's the weather up there today?
know you guys were
going through a blizzard. You guys had a blizzard last week. My goodness, that is amazing. My parents live up that way, and so they kind of keep me posted on the weather, too. But we have Deidre Gunter with us today, and she is an awesome woman. She is a dynamo. She's an entrepreneur. She's a singer, actress extraordinaire, and she is a mom. And I tell you, she has so much to offer. She's had some obstacles that she chose to turn into opportunities. And, you know, you can see that glass half full or you can see it half empty. But you must decide. You must decide to get up again from wherever that place you are and make it better. And so Deidre has had some obstacles that she's overcome. This is an encouraging message that she has for us, that you can begin again, and that no matter how bad it is, someone always has it worse. Someone always has it much worse. But if you will decide, I believe there's more for me, and I'm going to get up and go toward it, and no matter how bad your darkest day is, you can begin again. So this is a testimony of that kind of thing. So we want to open up and talk to our speaker, Deidre Gunter from Cleveland, Ohio. And we're so glad that you're here with us today. And so how is it going, Deidre? How is your day so far?
Oh, it's quite busy. I'm trying to get the children off to school, so it's quite busy this morning.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you sound so young. You sound so youthful. And, well, tell us how you began on your journey. Maybe we can start with how is it that you decided to become an entrepreneur? What was it inside of you that believed that you could become more, that you could do more? How did that occur for you?
Well, actually, my dad, I always saw that he had this hustle about himself, and I was always wondering, you know, how could I be like my dad? And then I heard this word that came along later on in my years, entrepreneur. And so I discovered, and I want to know a little bit more about what is entrepreneurship. And can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, you sound great.
I want to just know a little bit more about it. So I began to do research about it, and I knew it was something in me, you know, that wanted to get out and, you know, create and start a business. For me, it has been quite challenging only because I'm so talented and I have so many ideas and I see that so many needs that need to be met, and it's like I want to do everything. But I'm learning how to hone in into doing one thing at a time and pursue that and go forth in that. So as of right now, I am working on, well, I actually have two businesses. One is a consumer electronic business called Ebogo, and I have another company called Feline Wagger, and that is a women's apparel and accessory store, and both of them are home-based businesses.
Awesome, awesome. So you were saying Feline, like the cat, capital F is in Frank, Feline?
Yes.
Feline. That's pretty cool. That's a unique name. How did you come up with
Thank
that
you.
Name?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I saw that the cat was pretty much a representation, or the feline was very dainty, very clean, and persuasive, if I could say that. Cats, to me, they're just how they move and how they go about doing things. They're a pretty unique species. The whole swagger, I brought that in as in more so of a classic type of word, and that's actually my focus for the classier type of woman. So I don't know. I can't really, I don't know how to really express that, but however I came up with Feline Swagger.
Awesome, awesome. It's just such a unique name. That's the only reason I'm asking. It's just a uniqueness, and it just shows you how, you know, people are so unique in their choice of deciding names for organizations. Now, I know, Deidre, that you went through a period in your life where things seemed very dismal, and it seemed like there was no hope at the end of the rainbow. And can you kind of give us an idea of how that happened? How did you go from a place you're very, talked to you a couple of times, you're very upbeat, you're very positive, and how did you come to a place of and seeming as though things were not going to be very positive for you? What happened to make that occur?
Well, I will start off by saying, March of 2012, I went through a very traumatic experience. And for some of you who were on the line yesterday, I went through what you call postpartum psychosis, also postpartum OCD, also postpartum depression. And out of all three, postpartum psychosis is the worst. It is where you lose your mind. You have no control over what is really going on. And for me, it's just like one day there was this trigger, and the next thing I know, I was like, I was paranoid. I was hypersensitive to everything. With that, if you read or study about postpartum psychosis, it has a very high spiritual theme to it, or heavy spiritual theme to it. You hear voices. You have delusions. So I was seeing things. I was hearing things. I mean, there was just a lot that was going on. I didn't understand what was going on with me. A lot of doctors, I had to end up being hospitalized. A lot of doctors and nurses and psychiatrists, they were saying that I was bipolar. But in my spirit, even though I was going through that, it was literally like I was in my body, trapped in my body, but my body was doing something on its own. But I knew deep down inside I was not bipolar because, one, they never, ever asked me or got to know about who I was before this happened to me. So they just automatically just diagnosed me as being bipolar. And make a long story short, just to give you, can I give a little bit of some of the things that happened to me and what I opened?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Please, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Some things that I went through, and I shared yesterday, and for some of you who didn't hear, one of the main things was I kept hearing the scripture who told you that you were naked. So in my mind began to make me think that government was after me and that they were trying to destroy the world, and that my mind was telling me I needed to save the world. So I began to take off my clothes because I'm like, they were trying to take over the world by making us wear clothes. So however, I took off my clothes and I went running down the street, butt naked, trying to warn everyone with my son. I had, at the time, he was 13 months. And just to also give you a little feedback about postpartum psychosis, it doesn't necessarily have to happen literally right after you have a baby. It can happen all the way up until the child is 2 years old. And in the hospital, they tell you about the baby blues, which is something totally different than postpartum psychosis. No one ever talks to me about postpartum psychosis. And so I also remember some things where I had stared at the sun, the literal sun, in a blank stare without blinking for about 2 to 3 minutes, and I went colorblind. And in me going colorblind, all I could see was green, gray, black, and white when I finally stopped looking at the sun. But I heard the Lord say, "I desire mercy," and instantly my sight was restored. As I was running down the street, I was jumping in and out of people's cars. And so happened, it was women. All of them were women. And there was this one particular woman, which was the third car that I jumped in, and she tricked me. She told me that she was going to McDonald's, and in her going into McDonald's, she went inside to call the police and the ambulance. And that is how I ended up in the hospital. I ended up in a psych ward. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I do apologize. Can you take this for a minute, Cassandra?
Yes, of course, of course. Yes. So we're listening today to Deidre Gunter, and she's telling her story. She is now an entrepreneur, a singer, an actress, and she's also a very busy mom. So we're going to allow her to do what she needs to do for a few minutes.
Okay,
powerful. Okay. You're ready
please
to come back?
With me.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to put your phone on mute, you can if you need to. But, yeah, it's all good. But and as we all know, we all allow for the human factor. Things need to happen sometimes that we need to do as human beings. But you know what? It's just part of knowing that we're human beings. Things are going to happen. So we extend grace and mercy because I know I always need it. And so we're always happy to extend it. But, yeah, I would love to hear from you guys today. We're still offering that free MP3. If you want to go to hashtag power your possibilities, you are able to connect with us. And we want to hear from you. And let's talk about some of your challenges, some of your successes. And if you could leave us a message, that would be awesome. But we are gearing up next week for
Cassandra.
Our... Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I'm back.
Okay, just a moment, please. Yeah, so
okay.
We are so happy about our event on next Tuesday, and we are having our teleshow, and it is going to be exciting, and it's totally free. We want you to get on board and understand how we were going to power up and offer you some possibilities that you've never had before. We're going to have some exciting guests come in and share with you some exciting things they have going on that we feel will benefit our audience. So we want you to have pen and paper ready for our next event that is going to be next Tuesday evening. That's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. And so we just want you to stay tuned. We're going to leave messages on hashtag Power Your Possibilities if you want to put that in the Facebook bar they have when you want to look up friends or look up something. That's how you can connect with us, hashtag Power Your Possibilities. And so today our guest is Deidre Gunter. And she is talking about some things that she has experienced and how she overcame those setbacks. You know, we all can have setbacks in life, but it still does it does not mean that you will not be successful in your future. So she's telling us a story about how she overcame something that was traumatic that basically she had no control over. But she's going to tell us how she came out of it. And right now we're in the midst of her explaining her story to us. So, Deidre Gunter, we're ready for you to pick up your story and tell us, continue telling us what occurred. So go right ahead, please. Thank you. Deidre?
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, thank you for being patient with me. Overall, I will just say this. I can share my story with those who want to hear it. I will give my contact information, and I can go into a little bit more.
Yeah, go ahead and give your contact info, please.
Okay. If anyone would like to contact me, you can reach me at 440-373-7975, and I'll repeat that one more time.
Yes.
You can reach me at 440 770-373-7975. And I can go into more detail about my testimony and just share a lot more about what happened and how I really overcame, because time is limited this morning for me, and I do apologize. But just to end basically what happened to me, overall, I ended up in the hospital. I ended up staying for about 5 days. After the fifth day, I was able to go home, and they had sent me home with some medicine that I was afraid to take due to the fact because of something that I had saw while I was in there, due to the stereotypes of, you know, within the church community, due to the stereotypes of, you know, or the stigmas within the African-American community, just due to so many mindsets that I had. And so I suffered literally for 7+ months when I didn't have to, had I taken the medication early on. And that is pretty much one of the main reasons why a lot of women who are suffering from any type of postpartum depression end up still being sick or left gone untreated, and yet still suffering because they will not take the medication. So finally, after surviving off of Xanax, because I kept having severe anxiety attacks, because I was literally like hypersensitive to everything, and this was more so chemical. This wasn't, you know, a thought. You know, there was, I remember a nurse saying, well, Deidre, if you just stop thinking about what you're thinking, then you'll be okay. And I'm like, what are you saying to me? This is something I don't have any control over. So my other thing is always get a second, third, fourth, fifth opinion if you have to with some of these doctors, because they are just like how we, you know, we're all the same. We're human. And just because you go to school, that's exactly what it is. You go to school. But it's when you get the experience in something that you can really help someone. So for me, I was mad at God that he allowed for me to go through that, because it was so traumatic. I mean, it was totally out of my element, you know, totally. To go colorblind, to run down the street naked, to be in the hospital, to be jumping in and out of people's cars, to have delusions of seeing things, to hear multiple. I mean, that's just totally, if people know me, I'm a very friendly, outgoing type of person, you know. And so I was just mad at God, and I just thought that I went through that in vain. And I'm like, well, why did you allow for me to go through such a thing? I mean, from losing my home, from having my kids taken away from me, I had just went through a divorce. My oldest daughter was graduating from high school. Prom was coming up. I mean, I had to literally leave the state, and I went to, my parents ended up coming to get me from North Carolina. Then they took me to some African guy that was doing, I mean, Lord, I just wanted what I was suffering from to end. You know, I wanted it to be over. And so I was just willing to try. It didn't matter. I mean, and this man was asking me all types of questions that were just totally, I know, out of the will of God. And, I mean, he had me doing stuff. I mean, you might as well say he had me doing the hokey pokey dance, and I still didn't get anywhere. So in all of that said, regardless of whether you go through postpartum, regardless if you're suffering from anything, because in this earth, we're going to sometimes go through physical, mental, and emotional, you know, sickness. And that's one thing that's in our society that's really kind of tucked away is mental illness, especially within the church community, because yeah. They use a scripture that if you keep your mind stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. So that was a scripture that I held on to, but it was like before I went through that experience, that's who I was seeking. That's who I was running after. And so for me to have lost my mind, what happened to the peace? You know, so we take a lot of scriptures out of context. And I believe God allowed for me to go through that, to break that stigma that there is mental illness. There is a such thing as mental illness. We can suffer regardless to whether Jesus suffered. He took everything. I mean, look at how he suffered in the garden when he began to bleed because of the anguish. You don't think he was being tormented mentally? I mean, he bled. I didn't bleed, you know. But, however, my point in saying that is take medication if you have to. It is okay because you are now talking to someone who took medication, and I'm okay, and I'm back to myself. So pretty much I overcame. And I believe, I mean, like I said, we are more than overcomers, and he did set that in our path. So, you know, I would just like to end on that note. If you want to talk to me and find out more about my story, I would be more than happy to, you know, speak with you and share with you how God brought me out and delivered me and how I'm, you know, walking on a new path now. And in that, it was not in vain what I went through. And I'm now able to release and share my testimony that whatever you're going through, God will, I promise you, he will bring you out.
Absolutely, absolutely. My God, what an awesome testimony.
Wow.
That is powerful. How did you get, how do you feel like you got back on the right track? How do you feel like that occurred? It, the medicine, so you're saying the medicine did assist you?
Yes, the medication definitely helped me. It was, it took about 6 weeks, which they said. It was an antidepressant I needed to stabilize my my hormones because they were out of balance. And, you know, God also made me aware that, you know, our rest, because that was another thing I had suffered from, sleep deprivation. I hadn't slept in 4 days. So when he tells you to rest, you need to rest. When your body is telling you go to sleep, go to sleep. Because what will happen is if you don't, and I will say this, those computers and all this technology that we have, I remember Dr. Oz did a segment and he talked about how there's a blue light that these, you know, TVs and phones give off that shuts off. There's a hormone in our brain that shuts us, I forget what it's called, but it shuts off the ability to get rest or sleep. And for me, I was, because of the postpartum OCD, I was online. So it was literally like I could not rest. I mean, I could not go to sleep. So for 4 days, I probably got like an hour, maybe 2 hours worth of sleep. But it just felt like I was hitting that second wind every time. So I didn't notice. And plus, at the time, I was still suffering from the postpartum psychosis. So it didn't seem abnormal to me that I hadn't slept, you know. So rest and eating healthy and, you know, being healthy, you know, is very important to our bodies.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow. Well, we applaud you. We applaud you that you were able to make a comeback and that you have this awesome testimony to share with us, a testimony of hope and testimony of the resiliency of, you know, being able to endure and overcome. Absolutely, absolutely. Was there someone on the line that wanted to make a comment? I thought I heard someone else's voice. Hello, audience? If you
hello,
like to.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
It's Coach. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yes. Well, if anyone, I think that someone does have a comment or question, so I will open up their phone line, so just hang tight. Your phone line is open, area code 216. Your phone line is open.
It's Sister Bernita. Hello, women of God. How are you doing today?
Oh,
hi.
Hello.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes. No, that's right. Oh, my God. What a powerful story. So, yes, Sister Bernita, isn't that amazing?
Yes, it's amazing. And she is like one of my BFFs, my best friend.
Wow.
And I just want to say that I experienced this that situation with her. You know, she had gone away, but and it's so funny because she could go away and for forever, and when she comes back, you know, our friendship is just still the same, which is wonderful. But I will say that I have seen God do a miraculous thing in her life, and she is definitely an awesome woman of God. She has been my strength and my encouragement on so many different occasions, and we were kind of going through something at the same time, and I would try to pull her along, and she would try to pull me. We were both messed up, you know. So I say that I thank God for her deliverance, and she is a young, sharp woman, you know, and
wow.
I still stand with her and believe in God and her success, and that God will, we're just saying all the promises of God. Yeah, we are. And I experienced that whole situation with her, so I thank God for her deliverance. I just wanted to say that this morning.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing. It's always so good to hear someone that is a friend that has seen someone they care for go through a situation and they make a comeback. So, Deidre, we're going to call you the comeback kid.
My gosh.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, we're going to be like, hey, who else is a comeback kid? If you are a comeback kid, come on and tell us your story. And your story can resonate with so many people. I remember a time my mother, she came here to New Jersey. I was losing my mind, Deidre, and I didn't even know it. I was on the brink of probably something like what you're talking about. And my mother discerned it. She flew into New Jersey. She took me up in that bedroom. She laid her hands on my head, and she began to pray against me, losing my mind. And you know what? Oh, my God. At the time, I'm thinking, Mama, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And the next day or so, I was driving in my car going down to the college, and the Holy Spirit just began to minister to me and say to me that it wasn't so much that she was canceling out me losing my mind, but she was actually laying restoration to my mind. I had already lost my mind because I was doing behavior. Oh, my God, Jesus. Wow. Oh, man. Well, you know, it's in my book. For some of you, you've gotten the book, God's Plan for My Success, A Personal Testimony About Overcoming the Enemy's Plan to Destroy My Life. In the book, I talk about a little bit about what I was going through. But when I hear you, oh, woman of God, thank you, Lord God. Ooh, I was doing things that was so out of my character, and it was a really bad time in my life, and wow, I didn't even really see it as being crazy at the time, and I couldn't stop myself. So anyway, I'm going to move on because I'm just now seeing all of this again, and listening to your story, I always knew that my mother was powerful. I always knew that she was sent by the Lord, and she had healing hands. I always knew that, and that's why I believe in laying on of hands. And for people who have that gift, don't shrink back, don't hold back. But sometimes I know people do hold back, thinking, I can't do this, and it's right, you can't do it. It's something. And sometimes you got to lay hands on yourself, and I'm not saying that has nothing to do with anybody taking medicine. That ain't got nothing to do with that. It's just that that just happened. And so anyway, God bless you for your story because, you know, you're just letting me know that it's real. It's really real that this can happen, that we can lose our minds. And I think that's why the old saints used to stand up and say, God, thank you for keeping me in my right mind. And a lot of people take those words as just something that grandma said or, you know, auntie said or the mother of the church said. Oh no, that's powerful.
Right.
Lord,
right.
We need that's a daily request from God, because he said whatever we bind on earth, he would bind it in heaven. So yeah, every day I'm going to say, Lord, thank you for keeping me in my right mind. And you
come
are a living
now.
Witness. That you're a witness, I'm a witness, and that
So that's not even a testimony that I've really shared about that experience and what happened other than in the book. I write it in there, and I share other personal testimonies about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy us. But you're right, that's one of the main areas he will attack is our minds, because he knows that that's the thing that God has, you know, told us to transform. But anyway, it's a whole other topic, and I know we're almost out of time. But I just thank God for you, Deirdre. And, Deirdre, I want you to definitely, I'm going to have you come on our Sunday radio broadcast once.
Oh,
all of
yeah.
You that have, and all of you, we have a 6 o'clock Sisters in the Spirit. It's a Christian radio broadcast, ministry broadcast. We have people who listen from all over the country and the world, and we would love for you to come, Deirdre, and we're going to give you time to share that story again. And also you, Sister Bernita, and you, Cassandra, you've been on there, I believe, and others will come and share your story, because the Bible said many, many will be won over by the blood of
right.
the Lamb. And
come
the words of your testimony, listen, the words
yes.
of your testimony, and when he says many will be won over, not just them, but you. You're going to be won over by your own testimony. He said many
I know
are
that's
the afflictions.
Right.
He said many are the afflictions of the righteous. See, when you got a testimony that's been about affliction, all that means is that you are the righteousness of Christ, because he said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver you out of them all. Because we all know that ain't no doctor going to come up with no medicine on their own except that God gave them the brain to do it. So I totally agree with you when it comes to taking medicine. We have to do it because guess what? God gave the medicine. He created, you know, I think about Jesus and when he went on the ground and made that little spittle out of the dirt and out of his spit and put that on the man's eyes. Listen. Whew, I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cassandra, for these awesome people that you have brought into this to this audience. And, you know, people, y'all need to get this. And we, oh, my God, we're changing a generation right here. And you're an author,
right.
And you're an entrepreneur. And you are a singer and actor. And you have your gifts and talents. Because God gives you double for your trouble, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't
he? Absolutely.
Doesn't he elevate you? And doesn't the
he
fire
does.
The fire makes you better? You get a promotion after you've been through the fire. And doesn't he give you beauty for ashes? You know, that's why
yes.
we can say we don't look like what we've been through. He gives us
ooh-wee.
Beauty for ashes. Come on now.
I mean,
he restores,
you know, I want,
he restores what the locust and the cankerworm has. Ooh,
Jesus. I'll share this with you guys also, and Bernita can testify to this, and this is something recently she had told me. But in that experience, I also lost a lot of weight. I went from wearing a size 9, 10 to a 5 in less than a month. The weight just came off.
Jesus.
And so... in that, you know, I mean, when I say I look sickly, I'm only 5'3". And when I say I look sickly, like you could tell there was something wrong with me, you know. And, Bernita, if you want to share with them what your daughter has said about me, would you mind? Oh, she's probably gone. But overall, you know, her daughter has stated that, you know, well, why is Auntie so small? Why is she so little? You know, and she just told her, you know, Auntie, she's not, no, she's sick right now. She's not feeling well. But in all of that, you know, I mean, I went through a lot. And I will say this. I might sound young. I might even look young. But do not allow for the package to fool you, because when I tell you there's an awesome woman, a woman of God behind this voice, I'm telling you, God has elevated my mind, my thinking, and I believe I went through that attack as well because God was just opening up my eyes to so much as far as how to help people get free in their mind, their mindset, especially a lot of the religious mindset. And that was one of them, because a lot of, you know, especially in Christendom, you know, it's not, don't take medicine, just go get hands laid on you. And that's what I was taught, and that's part of why I suffered. But God gives us wisdom. We must do all that we can do here in the natural, and then we allow for God to do the supernatural.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, and sometimes I think God allows these things to happen so that we can come to know him for ourselves. You know, you can know God through what other people are saying. You can know him, you know, through the pastor, and that's all well and good. But God wants you to know him for yourself. You need to have your own revelation of who God is and what he's calling you to do. Because, you know, I feel like you, Deidre. I used to be married to a pastor, and I knew God through the eyes of, you know, my ex-husband. I knew God through the eyes of my granddaddy, who was a preacher. But God wanted to take me to a place where I have my own testimony, that I knew him for myself, that he is a deliverer, that he will set you free. And I had to go through my own Job experience to find out who my daddy was for real. And that he is, hallelujah, like the king of the earth, the Lord of lords. And when you have your own experience, nobody can take that away from you. And actually, God will use you to help set the captives free, because when you know him, you don't have to wait to Sunday to help someone get what they need. You'll say, hey, we're going to pray right now. God is listening. Just as Jesus said before the people, before he called Lazarus forth, he said to God, I thank you, Father, that you always hear me when I pray. And you got to know that for yourself, that Father hears me when I pray. When I open up my mouth, hallelujah, God himself will come down and see about me, see about who I'm praying about, see about, you know, what I am believing for, that God himself cares and that he is in the midst of us. All right? He is here to do what we need him to do. If we will reach out in faith, you know, and the scripture says that the whole earth is groaning for the sons and daughters to be made manifest. So that means God wants to use you, Deidre. He wants to use culture, Lalisa. He wants to use me. But will we allow God to interrupt ourselves? And see, sometimes religion can have you boxed in. And God himself may want to come in and use you and do some things. And because we've had these experiences, these trials and tribulations, they taught us, you know, a God that we may not have learned about when we were sitting in Sunday school or sitting in church on Sunday. God himself wants us to know who he is, that he will come and see about us, that he will make a way out of no way. And so you've got to know that for yourself. So when I'm in Payless shoe store, or when I'm in the grocery store, somebody comes and they say I'm not feeling good, or they start explaining a situation. See, I am that water. You know what I'm saying? As the deer pants after the water, so does my soul. And so you can be in places where people are looking for the water, and I'm talking about the living water. They're looking for something that they can't get wherever they've been. And so you are like, you know, Christ himself in the flesh to the people that you run into. So we need to allow God to interrupt our lives so that he can use us any way he wants to. You know what I'm saying? And we sing that song, you know, you can do anything you want with me, Lord. You know, if you can use anybody, you can use me. We say that, but we need to make that a reality as we go about our days, our day, and recognize opportunities when God wants to use you to be a blessing in someone's life. And when you went to, been through hell and high water, you come to know who he is and what he'll do. And I think, Deidre, that was a very, you know, clear example of God himself coming to see about you and giving you your own revelation of who Christ is. Amen? Amen. So, Deidre, we want to thank you so much. Did you all have any more comments on that? Wow. I tell you, when I get to going, I don't want to stop because it gets good to me, I'm telling you. But I want to leave you with this awesome.
It gets good to me, too. Yes, it's good to me, too. And this has been good. This has been great. This has been amazingly awesome. That testimony, I'll never forget it. And I thank Deidre so much for being willing to share, because we know that a lot of times we want to keep things a secret. But I had a psychologist told me once that you're only as sick as your secrets.
Ooh, that's powerful.
That's my God. That's why I tell my story. Listen, I got that devil out. I'm not going to let that secret stay within, because it's somebody else's deliverance. Yeah, it may be shameful for me to have to tell it, but but at the same time, somebody's being delivered by
right.
And then you get delivered yourself.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And if we remember that we are no longer ourselves, so we should never be embarrassed, because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And if we've lost ourselves in Christ, it doesn't matter what we've been through, because I don't look like what I've been through. Come on now, somebody. I don't look like it at all. You know, I show up and tell people my testimonies. They're like, oh, my God, it looks like you've never been through anything. And it's like, if you only knew, sister, if you only knew, brother. But that's all right. That's all right, because, you know, I am a living testimony, and that's the best kind. So, Deidre, we thank you so much. Did you have any closing words for us, woman of God? I don't know if she had to get off or not, but it's been awesome. It's been awesome. I'm so glad that we had this opportunity to be with you. And if you have any questions, comments, I don't know if anyone else was on the line, Coach LaLisa, but again, next week, Tuesday, yes, we are rolling out the teleshow, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, and we are so excited. We've got some exciting guests. It's going to be next Tuesday, and you want to tell your friends, tell everyone, next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we have some exciting guests to roll out, and they are going to talk about powering up your possibilities and what that means for you. And I tell you, Coach and I are just trying to do some innovative things that will assist you in just being successful in all that you do. And we're so glad that you tuned in today, so glad that you stopped by and that we've had this time together. And we want you to make it a great day. Make it a great day. You decide to make it a great day.
I didn't know if you were hello.
By or not. Hello? Did you have any closing remarks?
I do. I was just trying to get the kids together, so please bear with me. I do want to share something that God had given me right before I actually went through the psychosis. So maybe this will also give you guys an understanding of why I went through the attack. But this is what he gave me. I know you hear about the law of attraction and so on and so forth, New Age movement, whatever. But God gave me an understanding and a revelation about the law of attraction on a balanced perspective. And this is what he told me. He said, your thoughts along with actions are magnets. And whatever you think and do, the very thing will gravitate and connect itself to you. According to the biblical scripture, the foundational principle or law, God's very own words, Proverbs 23:7, he said, as a man thinks in his heart or mind, so is he. So he began to give me an example, and he said, wealth breeds wealth. Drama breeds drama. Ignorance breeds ignorance. Abuse breeds abuse. Poverty breeds poverty. A tree will only produce after its own kind. What kind of tree are you? Look at your branches. What fruit is hanging from and falling off you? Your thoughts are like the water and the sun. They hydrate or dehydrate you. Your thoughts can produce a harvest that's plentiful or a drought that's deadly. You will reap what you have sown, O farmer of thoughts and creation. Look at your creation, great painter, your masterpiece. Just know you can throw out the old drawing board and create another. Some things may be permanent, but any obstacle is meant to be gone around. O child of Israel,
You can end your 40-year journey now. You've called for your blessings to be delayed but not denied. Be blessed and recreate. And that's what he gave me.
That was powerful. Oh, my gosh. I hope you can
love
make that available.
Love it.
We would love you to make that available to us. I don't know if you want to inbox me that or
yeah,
but we would love
definitely.
To have that. We'll put that on
our
hashtag.
It's actually, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yes.
No, I was going to say it's actually on my Facebook page, and it's a note. And what I can do is if anybody wants it, you can definitely access it on my Facebook page. You can reach me at Deidre, which is D as in dog, E-I-D-R-A. Last name is Gunter, G-U-N-T-E-R. And I will also send it to Cassandra and Lalisa,
yes.
And you can also
thank
access
you.
It from there, too. Mm-hmm. I have to go, you guys, but love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, you be blessed. Thank you so much.
All right,
wow.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Thank you. Well, Coach Lalisa, that has been, I think that's been a wrap. It's been so awesome to hear her story going from, you know,
okay, well,
victim to victor.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and staying tuned past the hour. And don't forget to tune back in tomorrow for another exciting guest. I can't wait. So, Coach Cassandra, thank you so much for wonderful, awesome work that you're doing. And I'm going to take it on to another level.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, and we are going to power up our possibilities, and we're looking forward to seeing you right here tomorrow. So join us and bring a friend. You make it a great day, and see you at the top. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/Lalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.